Great Northern Railway presents Empire Builders.
Where are you taking us for our story tonight?
Well, now let's see. Say, I met a mighty nice young couple out of Glacier Park one summer. And one afternoon, we took our horses and followed the trail leading from the Benny Glacier Hotel. Well?
Say, old-timer, that reminds me. You remember 2 or 3 weeks ago, you said some of us could go along with you on your vacation at Glacier Park this summer, and that we'd get off the beaten trail. Take horses and go exploring. Spend evenings around the campfire and all that sort of thing. Well, how about it?
Well, that's just what I'm aiming to do. But when I said we'd let some of our radio friends join us and make up a party of 40, well, I sort of got swamped with letters.
Good. We'll have our party of 40 then.
40? And then some, I guess, Ted.
But I thought you said you could only take 40 old-timers.
That's right, Ted. But, you know, I can take more than one vacation, can't I? But, I don't aim to disappoint any of my friends if I can help it. So I tell you, Ted, I guess we just have to fix up more than one trip.
Say, old-timer, you sure are lucky. Wish I could spend the whole summer on a vacation myself. I bet you were tickled getting all those letters.
Ted, I'm right proud of those letters. You know, it's mighty fine when so many people want to be with you for 10 days on a vacation. I thought I'd just about tired the folks out talking to them on the radio the last 2 years.
Oh, no danger of that, old man.
Well, I hope they don't get too pesky tired of my stories anyhow. Say, speaking of letters, Ted, you should see the one that I got from Mike Shannon. Remember I spoke of the evening we were going to spend at Mike's place?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just about as near as an old-time dance hall as there's left anywhere in the West today. Well, Mike must have been listening in out there at Glacier Park the night we were talking about our vacation. Here it is. Just read this, Ted.
Mike's place, Glacier Park, Montana, where the East and the West are one, open day and night. Dear old time, when you and your friends visit Glacier Park next summer, you can bust your old bird-false notion that the rawhide string on the door of Mike's place will be hung on the outside for all you folks. Be sure and let a yell out of you as you come in, and I'll see what the punchers can do for you. Signed, Mike Chen. That's fine, old time.
Yeah, with Indians and cowboys.
Here comes Mr. Bernard.
Yeah, I'll bet he wants to go on with the show.
Hey, you two going to talk about the vacation all evening, or are we going to have a story?
Well, you see, Mr. Bernard, the old-timer was just trying to think up a yarn for tonight. We got to talking about Mike's place. Say, old-timer, I'll bet there were a lot of tough places in the West in the old days, weren't there?
Say, tough is no name for them, Ted. That reminds me. You know that nice young couple I said I was with one summer at Glacier Park? Well, we was riding along that trail, just a little ways from Benny Glacier Hotel.
I wonder if ever a cowboy
drift to that sweet by and by. Last night I lay on my grave and looked at the stars in the sky.
I don't know about Joan Oldtimer, but I'm ready to try it.
Oh, Peter, that was ready to rest, Oldtimer. Aren't you, Peter?
Sure. Rest, eat, sleep, anytime, thank
you.
Now, that's good to start, isn't it? Now, there was a sound right here. All the names are posted. A-L-C-Y-N. I reckon the name found all the names are there. What a little place it was. There's been a mining rush through here long before Glacier Park was ever thought of. Then a nasty gas followed on the heels of it. Hey, I don't mind how there was a girl in the old Buffalo Horn Saloon here. Name was Jenny Fitzgerald. It was one afternoon, some 50 years ago. She was sitting here at the table, probably about where you're sitting right now.
Afternoon.
Come on over here to the table and talk to me.
Hey, Jenny girl, what's the matter with you? You ain't been yourself for a couple of days.
Oh, just tired, I guess.
Tired of what? There ain't been enough business in this dance hall for one gal, let alone five of you. Getting sick of life?
Maybe.
Why don't you clear out then while you still got the good look?
Well, you know damn well why not. Mike said he'd kill me the last time I wanted to get out. And he wasn't being funny about it, either.
That guy just runs this joint. He don't own you.
That's all right to say.
You'd better do like I say. Clear out. You ain't been yourself, lady.
Oh, shut up.
Say, you ain't gone and fell in love with one of them tough hombres that hang around this place, have you?
Say, what do you take me for?
I thought you had better sense. Ain't none of them worth it, Jen. That includes me, too.
Proposing again, Charlie?
Nope. You ain't in love with me. I know that.
Better than me if I was, I guess. You're a good sort. Listen, Charlie. I might as well tell you, I guess. You was right.
Sure. Are you unusually right? But what about this time?
About what's the matter with me. I've gone and done it, I guess.
Well, I'll be damned. Yeah, I didn't...
You didn't think I'd ever fall, eh? Well, I didn't either. Didn't think any man in the world would use to fight. Not after all I know about men. And now look at me. Like a kid, dizzy, hot and cold all over. Yes, and happy.
That's your great, Jenny. Yeah, that's wonderful. And the first thing you're going to do is give Charlie a kiss. Right here and now.
Oh.
Can your man do any better by you than that, Jen?
Oh, get out. Go pound your piano.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You ain't told me who the lucky gent is.
Well, I wondered if he wasn't going to ask.
I'm asking.
It's Buck Brewster.
Buck Brewster?
Shut up. And to keep your mouth shut? What's the idea of yelling out like that? Thought I could tell you something without your telling everybody about it.
Sorry, Jen. Nobody heard me. Gee, Buck Brewster.
Why not, Charlie? Do I look like the sort who'd throw her man over just because the sheriff was looking for him? Do I?
Well, I know.
Do I care whether he had a skip for holding up a pack train?
But, Jen...
Oh, I don't know whether he's done it or not, and I don't care. I'd die for him. I love him that much. So what are you going to do about it?
Now, calm down, Jenny. I ain't trying to persuade you from nothing. I want to see you happy, that's all. Ain't going to be able to keep up for quite a spell, though. They're after him, hot and heavy.
Oh, ain't I?
Not unless he aims to meet up with trouble, you ain't. There's a reward for him. A big one, too.
The sheriff ain't going to be around for a couple of days.
Yes, Buck don't know it, though.
Don't he? Well, I sent him word. Never mind how. And he's coming tonight. Coming here. We're clearing out tonight, Buck and me. He's not afraid. He's going to take me with him. God knows where.
But, Jen, can you get away without a mix-up?
There won't be any trouble with the sheriff away. Oh, everybody likes Buck. He's coming here to the Buffalo Horn. Spike's the only one who'd be dirty enough to try and get the reward. And he's gone down the valley this afternoon. Maybe he's gone already. He ain't been snooping around like he usually is.
The lousy old crook. If it wasn't for my bum leg, I'd be hanged if I'd stick around this joint to pound the piano and listening to that loud mouth.
Shut up, Tommy. It's Spike.
What?
Hey, you peddler. What do you think you're getting paid for? Get over there and make some noise. Pepple lively, you peddler. Pepple. I got some business with Jen.
What's eating on you, Spike?
You know what I'm aiming to talk to you about.
I'm supposed to read minds, too, eh?
Now, don't try to get tough, Jen. I'm the only one around here who's going to get tough. Did you really think you were going to get away with this stuff?
Why don't you talk American, Spike? What's stuff?
Oh, you get me all right. You wasn't planning on meeting somebody special tonight, was you?
I'd never meet nobody special in this place.
Well, I don't think Buck Brewster's a special myself. But the sheriff does.
Yeah? And what's Buck Brewster got to do with it?
He ain't gonna have much to do with nothing after tonight. The sheriff don't like him a little bit. And it just might be that the sheriff will run into him when Mr. Buck is a-leaving here tonight.
Why, is he coming here tonight?
Oh, lay off that innocent stuff, Jim. You told him to come, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You were going to hit the trail with your fine young badman, now, wasn't
you? Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
You were going to check out on old Spike, what's given you a good job for 3 years.
A good job, huh?
Ha, ha, ha. I showed that double-crossing little whelp where he was wrong.
Well, but if Buck is coming, you wouldn't be skunk enough to squawk to the sheriff, would you? Buck ain't done nothing to you. I'll give him a chance, Spike.
You call it nothing. Carrying off the only gal I got in the place that can get these bums around here to spend any money, huh? And times ain't so good I can't use that reward either.
Yeah, you're like that. Ain't you ever done one decent thing in your life, Spike?
I ain't never done nothing for nothing.
Well, what do you want to let us get away, Spike? I ain't got much.
Who was talking about letting you get away? I might be talking to keeping my face shut about Buck coming, but you're gonna stay right here.
What do you mean by that? You think I'm gonna hang around doing this dance hall stuff all my life?
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. You want a man of your own, don't you?
I want Buck, and I'm gonna have him.
You're gonna have me. So you'd better start right now or wanting me.
So that's the story. If I stay with you, Buck gets away. And if I don't stay, then what?
Ask the sheriff. Well, what do you say, Jim?
You go to hell.
Hey, you're being pretty tough on Buck, ain't you? No, I'm not a bad guy, though. I'll get you some jewelry with part of the reward to wear to Buck's funeral.
No, you can't spare me, Spike. I won't be your woman. I won't.
Well, that's up to you, then. I gave Buck a chance, and you turned it down. Now, you just remember that.
Come here, please.
Well, what have you got to say, Jim? Going to listen to reason, eh?
I'll send him away when he comes. I'll tell him I'm tired of him. Oh, but you've got to let me see him, Spike. He'll go away alone. I promise you he will.
Thank you.
Like that to me tonight. We're out on the trail. Will you? Why don't you answer me? Has something gone wrong?
I guess you'll think so.
Oh, you can tell me about it on the way. We better be making tracks right now. This place ain't any too healthy for me, Jim. Nobody started anything yet, but I don't aim to give them too long to think about it.
That's just it, Buck. I ain't going.
You ain't going? Oh, come on, Jim. Cut out the kidding. We gotta be on the way.
I ain't going.
Why, what's up? Did you send a note by the kid just yesterday telling me you love me? And you wanted me to come and get you?
Oh, that was yesterday, Buck. I've changed my mind.
You changed your mind?
Yes, I'm going to stick here. I don't want to go traipsing off God knows where.
Hey, listen. What do you mean, anyway?
Just what I said. I don't love you, Buck.
What? Why? You don't love me?
Oh, I've been fooling myself and you, I guess. I can't go through with it.
Oh, you can't, eh? Well, we'll see about that.
Oh, don't look at me like that, Buck. What do you mean?
I mean to take two to decide this. I'm plumb crazy about you, Jenny. And you haven't been exactly what I'd call discouraging up to now.
Oh, but Buck, you...
You're trying to tell me that you've changed your mind. And I'm telling you that I'm going to change it right back. You get me?
How are you going to do that?
I'm going to take you with me. And we're going to start now.
Oh, you're fooling, Buck. Why, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't try to force me to go.
Oh, wouldn't I, though? Come on, Jenny. Use your head. We're losing time. Are you coming, or am I going to carry you out of this place?
Oh, Buck, you can't do this. You're crazy. It's suicide, I tell you. You'll be killed.
I ain't listening, Jen. I ain't listening to no woman anymore.
Oh, put me down, Buck. Put me down. Now, honey, you've got to listen to me. You don't know.
You'll learn to like me again, Jen. I ain't a bad fellow.
Like you? Oh, Buck, I love you now more than anything in the whole world. Oh, you don't understand. You
no,
don't.
Jen, I sure don't.
Listen, I've been trying to make you think I didn't love you no more, so you'd go away without me. Spike made me do it.
Spike? Why did he tell
you? He found out that you was coming from the kid. He was going to warn the sheriff and get the reward.
Why, that
dirty... Oh, he was sore because I was leaving this place in the lurch.
Where is he now?
Buck, listen to me. He'll keep his mouth shut so long as I stay. He promised that. And you go alone tonight. Go south, so we'll go together.
I'll do nothing of the kind.
Oh, I'll meet you anywhere. A month, 6 weeks from now, as soon as I can get away.
He ain't going to get away with that. Why, I'll
but
break
Buck,
that.
If you love me like you say, you'll do what I want you to. They'll get you if you don't. Oh, God, if anything happens to you, Buck.
Say, this ain't just another stall, Jim.
Oh, Buck, you know it ain't.
Oh, sure. I believe you. All right, Jim. I'll go. But you will come.
The first chance I get. You'd better go, Buck, dear. Bye, Smite. I'll go to the door with you.
Well, look who's here. If it ain't Mr. Buck Brewster and our own little Jenny, huh? You wasn't aiming to go anywhere, was you?
Get out of the way, Spike. I'm leaving.
Now, you wouldn't want to shove right into them three deputies right back of me, would you, Buck?
Get out of the way, I tell you.
Wait a minute, Buck. Now, listen, Spike. What's all this about, huh? I ain't going nowhere.
You're darn right you ain't.
I told Buck I didn't love him. I'm sticking here with you like I agree. You ain't got no call to stop, Buck. I ain't going away.
You're right, sister, you ain't. And neither is Buck. You don't think I'm fool enough to let $1,000 walk right out of this here saloon, do you?
You ain't going back on what you said, Spike.
Not much, I ain't.
Why, you double-crossing?
You can't stop. I'll take care of this.
You think that's you lying? Look out, get your eyes out. I'll show you. I'll fix you.
Denny. Oh, good God. She's dead. You killed her, you low down. Let me go, fellas. I'll get that dirty. Oh, my side. I'll get you, Spike, if it's the last.
Hey, the last guy. Well, boys, that's one less outlaw for the sheriff to round up.
Hard to get him, wasn't it? Two men holding him back from getting you.
You've gone too far this time.
You fight?
You killed Jenny in cold blood.
He's a murderer. He'll pay for this.
Fight his girl in the house, and Jen was.
Put out the talk.
Do you get me? This ain't the first time this crowd's seen a killing.
No, the last.
Buck had $1,000 on his head, Jimmy. And his woman was trying to help him get away, wasn't she? They got what was coming to them. Both of them. Yeah. And I'd do it again. Hey, you two. Haul them outside and plant them.
You ain't going to get away with this, Mike.
Who says I ain't? Hey, you, Charlie. Get that piano of yours are working. Come on. Give us a tune. The drink is on the house, folks. And I'll buy you another round when I get the reward.
Hey, you men! Are we going to let this murderer go free?
Oh, forget it! Them two wasn't worth missing a free drink for. A bad luck.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
They don't matter. A year from now, nobody will ever know they was alive. Hey, you peg leg! I told you to play. Hear me? Play!
I'll play for your funeral, you dirty gun!
Nobody knows where Spike's buried. Romance. tragedy. Can you really see where they're buried, old-timer?
You sure can, Ted. The site of Old Alden's just a little ways from Many Glaciers Hotel.
By all the guys know the place. We'll see it when we go out there this summer on our vacation. Say, old-timer, have you got our vacation all figured out yet?
Well, every one of the days is all figured out in black and white, Ted. Right here.
You're going to take another party of 40. That's fine. And that means that some of your radio friends who couldn't have gone with you otherwise can go, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the idea, Ted. So all that my friends who want to go have to do to find out about this vacation trip is to write me, care of the Great Northern Railway, 113 South Park Street, Chicago. Then I'll write back and tell them all about it. That's fine.
So, folks, if you want to join the old-timer on a glorious 10-day vacation at Glacier National Park this summer, drop him a line. Care of the Great Northern Railway, 113 South Clark Street, Chicago, Illinois. It'll be a never-to-be-forgotten vacation with camping trips, nights along the mountain trail, fishing, launch excursions, automobile journeys, hiking, and other nights at the luxurious hotel for which Glacier National Park is noted, with dancing, sports, and a wide variety of entertainment. It's an all-expense vacation, personally conducted by the old-timer himself. Let me repeat the old-timer's address. Here, Great Northern Railway, 113 South Clark Street, Chicago, Illinois. Tonight's Empire Builders playlist again presented Harvey Hayes as the old-timer. Jenny was Miss Lucille Houston. Buck Rooster was Don Amici. And Spike was John Daly. Empire Builders, the presentation of the Great Northern Railway comes to you each Monday evening at this time from the NBC studios in Chicago.